Please come to order. Members, please vote, signify their presence. Have all members voted this morning? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 12 senators present this morning. Senators Paul Fisher, Vic Fisher, Gilman, Josephson, Moss, Kelly, Ray, and Sackett are excused from the call of the Senate today.
We stand prayer, Pastor Arthur Knight.
Lord, on this Friday morning, we are near to marking off the calendar another week. For some in this chamber, the close of today's work may bring release and rest. For some others, it may simply mean taking up another phase of public or private duty. Whatever their weekend prospect, it is our earnest prayer that no senator leave here without a sense that some foundation stone has been laid, some pillar raised for the building of this state we call Alaska. As our days in this season are filled with increasing light and beauty, so may it be in the lives of our people, in some measure at least because of what is done here. We ask your generous blessing upon our elected servants and upon all those who assist them. And we give you particular thanks that we had, and still have, the privilege of choosing them. In your great name we pray. Amen.
Without objection, I'd like the priorities to be spread on the journal. Secretary certifies correctness of the daily journal.
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 95th legislative day.
Who's chairperson?
Yes, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be certified for the 95th legislative day, be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Mulcahy?
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce to the Senate this morning a friend, a constituent, former mayor of Kodiak, somebody that's down here looking at this seat, a candidate for my Senate seat, Alan Beardsley.
The floor.
Mr. President, we have a number of students from Hobart Bay with us this morning. Incidentally, through the good works of the Senate and the House, we funded a new school in Hobart Bay this year. With us we have, if you would please stand when I read your name off, Krista Madlump, Corey McCollum, Angie Faulkner, Jerry Strabler, Jeanette Loretto, Sonia Reinman, Jennifer Rossing, and with them is their teacher, Lynn Kalstead. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, I don't have anybody to introduce this morning, but I do have a comment to make. I noticed, if I may, sir.
You have floor, Senator.
When Senator Mulcahy introduced Mr. Beardsley, he did what I used to do in the past, and I don't do it anymore. He referred to his seat as my seat. He means that in the sense that he occupies it, not that he owns it.
No disservice, but understand he really truly owns it if he wishes it. Are there messages from the governor?
Messages of April 12. Dear Senator Kutula, I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Bill number 439, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners and providing for an effective date, Chapter 29. Committee substitute for House Bill number 426, LNC, an act relating to group life insurance and providing for an effective date, Chapter 30. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 365, Finance, an act making a special appropriation for legislator salaries and providing for an effective date, Chapter 31, Session Laws, 1984. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. Those are the messages from the Governor today, Mr. President.
wrote me a letter in red this morning, said he just vetoed it. It wasn't April 1st either. Are there messages from the House?
Messages of April 12. The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House number 404, Judiciary amended by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to fish, game, and other animals and providing for an effective date.
Resources Committee.
House Bill number 555 by Representatives Cowdery, Bettesworth, and Liska. An act relating to permanent fund dividends and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 681, Finance amended by the Finance Committee. An act relating to default on and collection of student loans and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Those were the messages from the House.
It brought to my attention that bills recently introduced have significant fiscal impact. Senate Bill 538 and Senate Bill 538, both Finance Chairmen have communicated with me. Senate Bill 538 has a final referral of Finance. Are there communications?
There are no communications today.
Are there reports of standing committees?
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 379, establishing a fisheries business tax credit, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiluski, Eliason, Ziegler, and Mulcahy. Senator Vic Fisher signed no recommendation. SB 379 has a further referral to Finance. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 433, Registration of Heavy Vehicles, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde and Pettyjohn. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. SB 433 has a further referral to Finance. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 532, State Taxation of National Banks, State Banks, Trust Companies, and Savings and Loans Associations. Senator Eliason, Chairman, signed do pass, signing no recommendation were Senators Rohde, Mulcahy, and Pettyjohn. SB 532 has a further referral to Finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 477, Domestic Violence, and recommends that it be calendared April 13, and also recommends the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Kelly, and Ray. This bill does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Are the reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Resolutions?
There are no new resolutions nor new bills.
Takes us to the daily calendar. First item on the daily calendar, Senate Bill 477. Secretary Reed, bill by title.
Senate Bill number 477 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to domestic violence. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, a letter of intent, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Josephson. Senator Pettyjohn signed no recommendation. There is a Judiciary Committee substitute.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move the Judiciary Committee substitute and ask unanimous consent.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 477, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to arrests for and the definition of domestic violence.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Be held. If we go to third reading automatically the next legislative day. There are citations. You have the floor, Senator.
Yes, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the publication and notice requirements on the citations for Mr. Ralph Newhausen and Captain Stan Schaefer be suspended, and that those citations be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
No objection. Secretary, read the titles.
A citation in memoriam, Ralph Newhausen, by Senators Ferguson, Curtula, Moss, Mulcahy, and Sackett, and Representatives Adams, Cato, Davis, Duncan, Fuller, Gall, Grusendorf, Herman, Hurlburt, McBride, Schultz, Baska, Wente, Zharoff, and Clarkson. A citation honoring Captain Stan Schaefer by Senator Curtula.
Senator, you have the floor, Senator Lyson.
Mr. President, I'd move that my name be added to Captain Stan Schaefer's citation.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the new Heisen citation.
Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, I'd like to be on the Captain Stan Schaefer's citation.
Thank you. On the Ralph Neuheisen, I would like to make certain that when we say we wish to extend to his wife, Barbara, we really want to extend to his daughter also. We'll have to get her name. The Hickersons will have it. You may have the floor, Senator.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Then I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be approved as read.
Objection. So ordered. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd like to take up the reconsideration of the committee substitute House Concurrent Resolution 9.
You have the floor, Senator. It's taken up. The Secretary will read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 9, Finance Amended Senate, calling for erection of a suitable memorial to honor veterans of all wars involving the United States on the site presently occupied by Nimbus.
Could we be at ease, please?
We'll be at ease. And you have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute House Concurrent Resolution 9 be held in third reading on reconsideration for Monday's calendar.
Thank you. No objection. There are items under unfinished business. Finance Chairman has the floor.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Finance Committee referral be waived on Senate Bill 104, an act relating to labor relations between school boards and other public employees.
No objection. So ordered. You have the floor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Community and Regional Affairs referral be waived for Senate Bill 50 relating to Downtown Development Authority.
Objection. The announcement of committee meetings for today, Monday or the weekend. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, Senator Pettyjohn, Senator Eliason, and I wish to announce there will be a meeting of the Judiciary Committee at 1:30. The bills have been posted. Don't miss it if you can.
Did Senator Ray take the bills with him? Remembering that you have floor, Senator Ziegler.
Well, I don't know what he did, but he took the vice chairman as well. So the three of us, loyal soldiers that we are going to carry on as best we can.
Thank you very much. I remember the days of the rules chairman of the past, so I just wondered. Are there further announcement of committee meetings? Are there items under special orders? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, would ask unanimous consent to speak very briefly on the location of a famous celebrity.
You have the floor, Senator. Frightened, but...
thank you, Mr. President. No, I'm not J.R. However, several reporters have made inquiries reference to Larry Hagman. J.R. Ewing on the world-famous production of Dallas. I'm proud and pleased to announce that J.R. is in the state of Alaska. I'm also proud and pleased to say he's in the greater Ketchikan area. And the only thing I guess imparting I can say is he caught a 16.5-pound steelhead, and I want to congratulate him on that. I'd only suggest that if he put on a little more weight, fished a little deeper, he might catch one of our big ones. Thank you.
Very good. Be a busy weekend all over it. Bruce, chairperson?
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate be adjourned then until 11 a.m. Monday, April 17th.
Senate is adjourned.